Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. From Hollywood, California, the Mutual Broadcasting System cordially invites you to 30 minutes of fun. How? Just meet me at Parkey. Yes, come on along, everybody. Come along to Parkey's restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, Jane Morgan, Alan Reed, Harry Zimmerman and his 19 short orders, yours truly, Art Gilmore, and our genial host, the star of our show, Archie Kirkin.
Oh, my. This new book what I got here is be so interesting. It's be called The Second Reader. I could hardly wait for it to come out this year. Last year, I read the first reader. I love continued stories. Let me try to see what has been this story here. My Barnyard Pals. Oh. I love to play in the barnyard with all my little friends. My horse, my goat, my lamb, my turkey, my duck, and my little pig. I say, good morning, horse. And the horse answers, nay, nay. I say, good morning, cow. And the cow replies, moo, moo. I say, good morning, lamb, and the lamb says, ba-a, ba-a. I say, good morning, duck, and the duck says, quack, quack. I say, good morning, pig, and the pig says, oink, oink. Now, son, that's the first time I ever knew oink, oink means good morning. Oh, my, I better get to work here. I wonder where Betty Rhodes is. Oh, Betty, Betty Rhodes. Hello, Betty.
Hi. Did you have a good time last night, Parkey, showing your cousin Demetrius around town?
Betty, you should have been with us. Did we have excitement? We've seen a big explosion, a terrific fire. We've seen three men get shot and our whole building fall down.
Where did you see all of that, Parkey?
In the newsreel theater. Got the most exciting things in there. They really have.
Oh, that must have been terribly exciting, Parkey, taking your cousin to a newsreel theater. Mm-hmm. Is that the best you could do for him?
Well, Betty, I did want to take him to a nightclub, but we went to one place. They had a big sign outside. 50 beautiful girls, no cover. You see? Didn't go in. Demetrius is too young for that kind of stuff.
Oh, Parkey.
Oh, yeah, you got to be careful of those nightclubs. You know, I'll never forget, Betty, years ago I went into one of those places and I will never forget what went on there, even if I live to be the rest of my life.
Why? What happened in there, Parkey?
Well, Betty, all of us morning, a girl came out with nothing but two big fans. Started to do a dance, the most terrible thing that I've never seen in my whole life. I only wish what you could see how the people there, how they were pushing and shoving and standing on tables just to get a look. Finally got so mad, I hit a fella over the head with my field glasses. Oh, yes, lots of people go to those nightclubs, Betty. You know, they must make lots of money.
Oh, yes, Parkey, nightclubs do make a lot of money.
Yeah. Say, Betty, you know something...
Now, just a minute, Parkey. You're not thinking of turning this restaurant into a nightclub, are you?
No. I was thinking of... Why couldn't we make a nightclub out of the cellar downstairs? That's made just order for that. No fresh air, no windows, no lights. Yes, I'm sure that after we put 75 or 100 people down there and let them start to smoke, that'll come out like just one big ashtray. That would make a perfect nightclub.
Now, are you really serious, Parkey, about turning our cellar into a nightclub?
Sure, I'm be serious, Betty. We could do that without no trouble at all. Already got a fully equipped kitchen upstairs here. We could cook the food up here, send it down to the cellar. By the time it gets done, it'll be ice cold, and we charge eight times as much.
Oh, Parkey.
Yeah, Betty, we could fix up that place down there very easy. I got a lot of extra chairs and tables in the back in the storage room. I think we're going to start to move them downstairs right away.
Oh, now, look, Parkey, stop being silly. Just forget about opening a nightclub downstairs.
No, Betty, I'm going through with this. Even while I've been talking to you, I've been thinking up a name for the place. How do you like this? The Pullman Rendezvous.
Pullman?
Yeah, that gives me a head start. You know, I got so much linen with that name on it already, you see.
Oh, Parkey, I think that man over there is calling you.
Oh, yes. You ready for your dessert, sir?
Oh, no, thanks. I'll just have my check. Mm-hmm. Say, did I overhear you say you're going to open up a nightclub downstairs?
Yes, I am.
Oh, that's a wonderful business.
I know.
I used to manage a nightclub.
Really?
I'd sure like to manage your place for you.
Well, I don't think that I'll need no manager. I'm going to manage it myself.
Oh, it ain't easy. No? Don't forget there's a lot of tricks in the game. You got to know them all.
Tricks for what kind of tricks?
Well, for instance, you got to know what kind of entertainment the people like.
Huh?
You got to know what kind of acts to buy.
Acts?
Sure. Oh, say, I can get you a terrific act. This guy's a sensation.
Yes.
He juggles 35 eggs at one time.
Juggles 35 eggs at one time?
Uh-huh.
He must drop them all.
Well, sure he drops them, but what's the difference? He works on a yellow rug.
No, I don't think that I would like that kind of an act.
Gee, if this was only 2 weeks ago, could I have gotten a wonderful act for you?
Yes, go ahead, what was it?
Fella used to take a big slab of concrete,
yes.
See? And he put it on top of his head, and then six big men from the audience would come up and pound the guy over the head with a big sledgehammer till they broke that slab of concrete in two.
Oh, my, that sounds like a wonderful act. Did you get him for me?
No, no, he's out of business now. He quit.
He did? Why?
He used to get headaches.
I see.
Say, tell me, when are you opening? Did you get your license yet?
Well, license? You need a license?
Oh, sure you need a license. You can't open a nightclub without a license. You got to go down to City Hall and get one.
Oh, I got to go to City Hall and get a license.
Sure. Well, I guess I better be moseying along.
Yes.
You got my check? How much owe you?
Let me put to see. You just had a ham sandwich and a cup of coffee, didn't
That's
you?
That's right, yeah.
Well, that'll be $84.60.
$84.60?
Oh, pardon me, I'm all mixed up. I thought we opened the nightclub already, you see?
Zimmerman and his 19 short orders playing Easy to Love. We'll be back with Parkey in just a moment. During the war, America built up a huge public debt in order to pay for the materials which helped us conquer our enemies. The way that debt is managed will affect the life of every one of us for many years to come. Wise handling of the debt demands that ownership of United States securities be spread as widely as possible among individuals. Now, to make bond buying easier for the mass of the American people, the government has set up two systems. One is the payroll savings plan, which has been in effect since the early days of the war. If you are on a payroll, you simply authorize your employer to set aside a certain sum from each paycheck and use the money to buy security bonds for you. The other system is the bond a month plan. You tell your bank to issue your bonds monthly, and they charge the purchase price against your account. The bond-a-month plan makes automatic saving easy for professional men and women and for those who own their own business. If you cannot buy bonds through one of the automatic plans, buy your share at the nearest post office or bank. Make your future years easier and more secure by investing now in security bonds.
Yeah, I was just downstairs, and
yes.
Things are sure shaping up down there.
Indeed.
Uh-huh, and I think your nightclub is going to turn out to be very attractive.
Yeah, baby, that would be wonderful what you could do with a couple coats of paint and a few decorations.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
It looked very nice,
yes.
But I still can't figure out why you built the bandstand around the furnace.
Oh, I did that on purpose, baby. You see, today you got people likes hot music, you know. Say, you know something? I got to go down to City Hall and get my license.
I wonder how much a nightclub license costs, Parky.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe a couple, $2, $3. That's over the chat for any kind of license. I know with a marriage license, it costs $2, and a dog license costs $3. I know that.
Isn't it strange, Parky, that they should charge you more for a dog license than a marriage license?
Well, I guess that's because out here in Hollywood, people keep their dogs longer than their wives.
Well, look who's standing outside, Parky. It's your little lady friend from the sewing circle.
Oh, yes.
She's lovely, Parky, but she's certainly a little peculiar, isn't she?
Peculiar? You know what she did last week, Betty? She painted her whole house with a dry brush.
Oh. A dry brush? Yeah. Oh, what's the idea?
She said she couldn't stand the smell of wet paint, you see. Quiet, here she comes. Come right in, lady. Glad to see you.
Thank you. You're so kind.
That's all right. Well, did you get all your painting done?
Oh, didn't I tell you I gave up the painting job in the middle?
In the middle? Why?
It was too uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable?
Heavens, yes. Yes. You see, they told me down at the paint store to be sure and put on two coats.
Yes.
How can anybody paint wearing two heavy coats?
No, they don't mean those kind of coats, you see.
Well, I don't care what they meant. I'm just discouraged.
Yeah.
I wallpapered my living room, too, you know.
Yes.
I followed all the directions, and still it came out so bumpy. Lumpy.
Lumpy? Wonder why it came out lumpy.
Oh, I can't understand it.
Yes.
But maybe it's because I didn't take down the pictures.
Look, when you wallpaper a wall, you're supposed to take down the pictures first.
Well, yes. I suppose so, but yes. I just hated to, you see.
Yes.
One of the pictures was of my late second husband.
Yes.
And covering him up like that made him look so natural.
Covering up your husband made him look natural?
Heavens, yes.
Yes.
For 22 years, every morning at breakfast,
yes.
I used to see his face behind the paper.
Yes.
And that's the way I wanted to remember him. Isn't that nice?
Yes, that's nice, yes. Say, if I knew what you had so much trouble, I would have come over and give you a hand. I was doing a little painting out here myself this weekend.
You were?
Yes.
What were you painting?
Well, see, I'm going to have a nightclub downstairs.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
I went to a nightclub once, but I can't say that I liked it very much.
Didn't like it?
Heavens, no.
Yes.
They had one of those awful fan dancers there.
Uh-huh.
It was one of the most disgusting things I ever saw.
Yes.
The minute she started to dance, all those morons there started to crowd and push and shove, just trying to get a look at her.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what happened?
What?
Some silly idiot hit me over the head with his field glass.
I wonder if she got that way from me, hitting her over the head like that. Nah, that couldn't be. Oh, my, look who's coming in now. It'd be that faker, Orville Sharp.
Well, if it ain't my old friend, Mr. Parky Carcass. Am I correct?
Yes, Mr.
Parky. Hey, I hear that you're going to become a big fight promoter.
A fight promoter?
Yeah.
No. I'm going to open up a nightclub.
Well, that's the same thing.
It is?
Well, yeah, sure. You see, today you see some of the best fights in the nightclubs.
Yeah. Must have been a serial story.
Well, that's why I rushed over here to see you. See, I thought that maybe you would rent me some of the concussions.
You want me to rent you some concussions?
Yeah.
What kind of concussions?
Oh, all kinds. You know, like the hat-checking concussion.
The hat-checking concussion?
Yeah. Also, maybe the concussion for taking pictures or selling flowers, parking, picking pockets.
Picking pockets? Just one minute, Mr. Sharp. No one's going to pick no pockets in my place.
What?
That's just low-down stealing money, that's why. Don't forget, this is a nightclub, and if anybody's going to steal money, we're going to do it legally.
Wait a minute. Don't get excited.
I
just
know.
Clam down.
Yeah, clam down, yeah.
I mean, I don't want to get you a button hobbit.
Button hobbit?
Yeah, you see, I'm just trying to help you. I want to give you all the resistance I can.
Well, you certainly are. I'll tell you that much right now.
You see, I would like to come in here with my staff and help you run your business.
There must be a catch to this, Mr. Sharp. Everybody that I talk to wants to be the manager of my nightclub.
Well, now, you see, Bunny, you've got to have somebody who's got some nightclub agent experience.
Agent experience?
Don't forget, every member of my staff is a special at this.
He is,
eh? Oh, yeah, yeah.
How do you mean a special at this?
Well, now, for instance, yes. I can furnish you with a bartender that is the world champion for cutting drinks.
The world champion for cutting drinks?
Oh, yeah, he is. Oh, my, yeah. Hey, look, well, just last month in Toledo, Iowa.
Yes.
This guy. He got 380 drinks out of one quart bottle of scotch.
380 drinks out of one quart. That made him the champion, eh?
Oh, no. That wasn't what made him the champion. No. What made him the champion was that even after the bottle was empty,
yes,
he was able to squeeze 32 more drinks out of it.
Well, this sure sounds pretty good.
Oh, yeah, sure. All my people are pretty good. You just take my hat check down now. Oh, brother. Oh, she is a wonder.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, she sure is, yeah. You know, you leave your hat with that girl, and she never has to give you a check.
She does?
No. Thousands of people left their hats with her. Never gave nobody a check yet.
That's wonderful. How does she do that?
Very simple. Nobody ever gets his hat back.
Well, I don't want a dumb girl like that around my place.
Hey, wait. Don't worry about her being dumb, brother.
Yes.
Oh, no. Today, that girl owns 3 of the biggest used hat stores in Los Angeles. Yeah, and then I also got another beautiful girl. This one goes around taking pictures all the time.
Yeah, well, I hope she knows more about taking pictures than the other girl knows about checking hats.
Now, wait a minute. Don't worry about this girl. She learned the photographing business from her father. For years, he was the official photographer at San Quentin.
The official photographer at San Quentin?
That's right.
Did he ever work in nightclubs?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
But he got a lot of complaints from the customers.
What happened?
Well, before he took a picture of anyone, see, he'd make him put a number around his neck and shave his head.
Look, let us to forget about going around and taking pictures of my customers.
Now, wait, don't be silly. You make thousands of dollars that way.
Thousands of dollars just taking pictures? How?
Well, you see, we never take pictures of the men who bring in their own wives.
Huh?
Oh, no. When we make the big money, you see, it's taking pictures of the guys who bring in other dames.
Oh, for a souvenir?
No, for black men.
Look, Mr. Sharp, I know what it's going for to be a tough job for to struggle along without your help, but I think if I do, I'll be better off.
Oh?
Yeah, I don't think what I need you for to run my nightclub. I better use my own brains.
Oh,
yeah.
Going to use your own brains, eh?
Yes, I am.
You know, Mr. Pankakakis, now that you're speaking, but your brains, they fit right into a nightclub.
They do?
Mm-hmm, yes, sir. In fact, they remind me of a very important part of the nightclub business.
My brains remind you of an important part of the nightclub business? What, what part?
The minimum.
The minimum.
Goodbye, Mr. Sharp.
Goodbye, Mr. Sharp.
Tear a star from out the sky, and the sky feels blue. Tear a petal from a rose, and the rose weeps too. Take your heart away from mine, and mine will surely break. My life is yours to make. So please keep the spark away. Would you take from birds so that they can't fly? Would you take the ocean's roar and leave just a sigh? Oh, bless your heart won't let you do. So here is what I beg. Your love.
That was Betty Rhodes, our lovely Victor recording star, singing Don't Take Your Love From Me. Thank you, Betty. We'll be back with Parkey in just a moment. Today, Sunday, May 16th, by presidential proclamation, we celebrate I Am an American Day. Today, we honor the newly naturalized citizens, as well as those native-born who have achieved their majority during the past year. As in the past, the celebration will be marked by ceremonies in many communities. It will be a big day for those who will enter the ranks of American citizenship. To them, the American heritage of freedom is as fresh as a sunny day. They'll be able to vote for the man of their choice, express their opinions on the way the country is run. Many of the new citizens who came from across the seas know only too well that these liberties do not exist everywhere. They know what it is to want freedom and not be able to get it. They know what it is to speak and think in fear, fear for their families and themselves. They know what it means when they hear the word freedom. Right now, the world is divided in a struggle of ideas. It's our democratic concepts against totalitarianism. The countries fighting for democracy are looking to America for guidance. So let's give them a good example. Let's all turn out to welcome our brand new citizens.
Oh, my, what a big place this city hall is. I wonder where I got for to go for to get a nightclub license. Oh, I think we'd arrest that policeman standing over there. Pardon me, officer.
Yep.
I would like to find out where to go and get it.
Yep.
Pardon me. Are you saying something or you got the hiccups? I say, I would like to find out where to go and get a nightclub license.
Huh?
Oh, my, he speaks two languages. I say, officer, could you tell me where I could go get a nightclub license?
No.
Don't know where I could go?
No.
You sure?
No.
I see. I'll be back now to dinner.
Yep.
Yeah, thank you. Well, thank you very much. I don't cause no trouble, was I?
No.
No, no. Say, officer.
Yep.
When I get my nightclub open, you come over some night, we'll have a nice long chat.
Be enchanted.
Yeah. Boy, I sure was glad for to get away from that guy. He sure could talk your ear off. Oh, say, there's the place right across the hall there. License Bureau, I'll go in. Pardon you, mister.
Yep.
I wonder, could you tell me, is this the place here? Yep. Pardon you, are you related to that policeman outside?
Nope.
I could have sworn that you were.
What's on your mind?
Well, I'd like to get a nightclub license.
Nightclub license?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
Here you are. Just fill out this application and I'll be glad to give you one.
Oh, that's all there is to it. Just fill out the application and you give me the license.
Well, it doesn't work quite that way. You see, this is an application to get an application.
Huh?
Then after you fill out that application, and if everything's okay, we can issue you an application to make application for a nightclub license.
You mean what I got for to fill out this application so I could get an application to make out another application? That means you got to make out three applications.
Four.
Four? What's the idea of making out so many applications?
My brother Chester's in the printing business.
See, well, thank you very much. I'll go over and fill out this application so I could get an application to make an application.
That's fine.
My, I never seen so many questions in my whole life. That's what they got on this application. It took me over 3 hours to fill it out. Just because what I want for to open up a nightclub, I wonder why they got to know the maiden name of my brother-in-law's first wife. Well, I'm glad it's be finished anyway. I'll bring it over to the man. Well, here you are, sir. Here's my application all filled out.
Oh, good. May I see it?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Well, now that you've filled out this application for an application, I can issue you this application to make application for your nightclub life.
Another application? Okay, let me for to have it. Oh, my, this application is worse than the other one. Just look at these questions here. What party are you connected with? Have you been to any good parties lately? Do you have any phone numbers of any good parties that you met at those parties? What was that number again? Wait a minute. I don't got to give him that number. That's against the Constitution there. I'll bring it back to him. Here you are, sir. Here's the application to make the application for to get my license.
Oh, may I see it?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
There was a boy, a very French Santa Claus.
I like that singing there. That's very
nice. Oh, thank you. Yes. Oh, this is just fine. Now I think we can fix you up okay. Oh. Huh? Are you going to sell food in your nightclub?
Food? Yes, I am.
Oh, well, then you'll have to fill out this food application.
Another application. Look here. How many more do I got for to fill out?
This is the last application.
It is. Well, thank heavens for that. Okay, here you are, Mr. M. Boy, do I be glad what this is be the last application.
Oh, may I see it, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Carmen, Carmen, I love you so.
You know, I like that other song better. Oh.
Well, I guess that's all. Mm-hmm. We'll be glad to file your application, and you'll be getting your license one of these fine days.
Oh, only fine days. When would that be?
Well, let's see. There's about 300 ahead of you.
Yes.
Oh, I think you should have your license sometime in 1952.
Yes. 1952, but I would like to open up the place next week.
Well, there's nothing I can do about getting your license any sooner.
Well, don't there be somebody around here that I could talk to about getting a license sooner? I don't want to wait until 1952.
I don't blame you.
Yes.
Why don't you take your case up before the Board of Appeals?
The Board of Appeals?
Yes. They meet on the second Tuesday of every month. Would you like to have them hear your case?
I most certainly would.
Fine.
Yes.
Just fill out this application.
Application? Oh, for heaven's sake.
Parky, do you mean to say that they kept you over at City Hall all day long?
Yeah, Betty, and all what I did was to fill out one application after another.
Well, did you finally get your license?
No, they got 300 ahead of me. Said I wouldn't get it till 1952.
Oh, Parky.
Yeah. Oh, pardon you, Betty. I'll go over and wait until that customer just came in. Yes, you sit right down. What are you going to eat?
All I want is... Yeah. Oh, hello!
Oh.
Aren't you the chap I just waited on over at City Hall?
Yes, I am. You're the man that I just spent such a lovely day with. What did you say you're going to eat?
Well, I'm in a big hurry, so all I'll have is 2 donuts and a cup of coffee.
2 donuts and a cup of coffee?
Yeah, will that take long?
No, all you have to do is fill out an application.
Remember, next Sunday, same time, same station, be sure to listen to the further adventures of Parky Caucus, Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, Harry Zimmerman, and his 19 short orders, and our big cast of Buttmaker. Meet Me at Parky's is written by Parky Caucus and Howard Harris, and is produced by Maurice Morton. Scott Gilmore saying goodnight. This program came from Hollywood. Stay tuned now for more laughs. Jim Backus' comedy show follows in just a moment. This is Mutual Broadcasting System.